of the things the Apostle Paul says throughout this book. He really just opens his heart to us and gives us a view of the desire of deep down in his heart. And Lord, help us a little while tonight. I want to preach to you what I feel like the Lord dealt with me about this afternoon in praying. Amen. Starting in the first verse in the second chapter, he said, "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I would like, if the Lord would help us a little while. I read a little more than I ordinarily do, but there was a reason for that. I really wanted to get down to verse 9, 10, and 11, but I felt like I needed to pull them others in with me there to try to kind of give me a little support here. I want to preach, if God will help me a little while, on simply worthy of the name. Worthy of the name. You know, names in our day and time, I really don't know where some people get names from. I've been to some stores, checkout counters, Walmarts, McDonald's, some of those places in order, and I've a lot of times I'll look at the name tag, and I wouldn't even embarrass myself to try to pronounce the name. Amen. Somebody was asked one time, where did they get the name of their child? And the name of the child, they said, was Pajame. And they said, where'd you get that from? They said, out of the Sears catalog. He was looking at pajamas. Pajame. But some of the names, I don't know where they come from. They just, you have no idea, but it won't like that in times past. There was a time when people, when they named their children, it had a significance, especially with the Jewish people, the Hebrew people. I mean, it was a family name, it was the father's name, or it was because of something that had happened, or sometimes it was a prophetic name that was given. And you know, I know if you look it up in the Hebrew, there's you get a lot of different readings there, but one writing talks about the word Methuselah, Enoch's son, and his name. One defining of his name means the flood coming. The flood's coming, or the deluge is coming. And so God gave them names that meant something prophetically a lot of times. When I was born, I was given the name Glenn. And I don't know where that came from. I don't know if that's just something, you know, my parents heard. And my full name's Glenn Allen Lucas. I don't know where the Glenn come from. I guess it's just a name they'd heard of, and they liked it, and so they just named me Glenn. And the Allen, I know where that came from. That was my daddy's middle name, so they just took that and just put it to my name. Of course, the Lucas was the family name. But since that time, I've been called, or there have been other names that's been added to me. One name that I was called right after birth was simply Son. And, you know, that's a name. I don't think a whole lot about it, but I began to ponder about it this afternoon. And it's a wonderful thing to belong to somebody and to be called somebody's son. Amen. You realize we live in a world where children are just literally just given away, tossed aside, as it were. And they don't have hardly anybody to call parent. Amen. They don't know. Amen. And for somebody to call them son. Amen. We've got some CDs at the house, quite a few of them, just children's stories. And in one of the children's story, there's a family where husband's wife had died and the lady's husband had got killed. And then years later, they got together and so there's the children are there and stepchildren involved and there was an incident that had taken place, and finally one of the sons or the boy asked the man, he said, "Is it all right if I call you father or dad, whatever, you know?" And he said, "Yes," and then he called him son. Amen. I tell you, it means something. Thank God. I'm glad I was somebody's son. Somebody loved me enough to take me under their wings. Amen. I won't just cast out. Thank God. And you know, to be called son. Am I worthy? Was I worthy of it? I look back and I tell you, amen, on all these different things I want to look at here tonight for just a little while. Amen. And I look back and I think, my, I come up short in a lot of places. I was called a son. I was honored, privileged to be called a brother. I'm glad I wasn't a single child. I know a lot of people have been and are. And they can't help it. But I'm glad I wasn't. Amen. I'm glad I had a brother. I'm glad I had sisters. I'm glad we had a family. Amen. We learned how to share. We learned how to have to give and give up. We learned that you can't always get your way in life. Amen. And so I'm glad of that. I was called a nephew. I was called a cousin. And I probably called a few things I don't want to mention. Huh? Amen. Later in life, I was honored to be called a husband. Amen. And thankful for that. Amen. And then by that, through that, by the grace of God, was honored to be able to be called a father. Amen. Three different times. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing. And been called a citizen. Amen. I'm an official citizen of America, a taxpaying citizen of America. Amen. And so a lot of the things, amen, names that we have, and I want to talk about worthy of the name. In the church, there are names that are applied to us inside the house of God. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that one of the things he said, we are called to be saints. Amen. That's one of the names that people of God are referred to as saints of God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Matter of fact, a lot of preachers and a lot of brethren, when they're speaking, they'll say, "Come on, saints. Come on, saints." Amen. And that's a name that we're referred to by, called by, saints. Amen. Come on. That's a lofty name, isn't it? That's a lofty name, amen. And then there was that name applied to the followers of Christ. It was not applied in a way that was the people were not trying to be in any way kind. They were really trying to be insulting when they called them Christians, huh? Amen. Christians. I'm glad I'm called a Christian. Amen. I'm glad for the title Christian. Amen. The name Christian. Amen. Amen. But I'll be honest with you. When I think about these names, I've got to be honest and ask myself, am I worthy of those names? Am I worthy of those names? You realize tonight there are children that have been born and brought into good homes. Good homes. Had a good mama, had a good daddy that loved them, provided for them. They didn't go wanting for nothing. They had something to eat. Amen. They had a place to sleep. They had clothes to wear. Amen. But just through a rebellious heart, Amen. They brought shame and reproach to their home. And I'll be honest with you. Are they worthy? Would they be worthy to be called son or daughter? Amen. They still are. Amen. But they brought shame, amen, even to that position. Same thing with the other names, brother, nephew, cousin. Amen. There are men tonight that are have had the name husband. Amen. But they sure haven't lived like it. Huh? Amen. I remember when we got saved and was praying and God was helping us and I was trying to grow in the grace of God and God was dealing with us about different things and God will deal with people. You don't have to teach people or you don't have to just go to people and tell them what they need to do every little thing. I'm telling you, God deals with people. And I know God dealt with me, and if God dealt with me, He'll deal with them. Amen. But I remember one day I felt like God just dealt with me to get rid of the gold. Amen. And my wife was, you know, we're just young Christians, young married couple. Amen. But I tell you what, every day of the week, men leave the house and they slip that off and stick it in their pocket and go out and live like they want to live. And on the way back home, slip it back on. Come on here now. Amen. So there's more to that, amen, than just putting on a little band of gold around the finger. Amen. It's a lifestyle. Amen. It's a commitment. Amen. It's a dedication that's got to be involved. Amen. To be called worthily. Amen. A husband. Can somebody shout amen right here? Amen. I'll be honest with you. A lot of men I know tonight that are married men, they don't deserve the title husband. Huh? Amen. No, they don't. Amen. They're not worthy of that title. Amen. And it's a sad thing. It shouldn't be. Amen. But it happens. Amen. Now think of that title, Father. Amen. And I know the Bible teaches not to call no man father. And I know what he's talking about there, religiously speaking. But you understand what I'm talking about here, naturally in the natural. Amen. But for my children, of course, our children here in the South, they learn another term, daddy. Or Diddy, everybody want to say it, you know. That's what I think some of my young ones call me Diddy. I did put an E in there, I reckon, is how you spell it. But meant the same thing. But I'm telling you, amen, to be worthy of that title. Amen. I tell you, it's more than just having the ability to father a child or be the parent of a child. Amen. To have that title, amen, father or dad. Or mom, or mother. Amen. There's more to it than just bearing a child. Can somebody say amen? And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of men that have fathered children, Brother Freddie. They are not worthy of the title father. They don't deserve to be called father. Matter of fact, their child probably wouldn't know them if they'd walk up. They never provided for them. Amen. Never gave them anything. Amen. Never around when they needed them. Wasn't there, amen, to wipe the tears when they cried. Wasn't there to hold them and hug them and help them. Amen. Amen. They don't deserve it. A lot of women have bore children into this world, but they are not worthy of the word mother being applied to their life. Huh? They're not worthy of it. I mean, they'll walk off and listen. My wife and I today, I called her this morning. I said, "You want to pick you up for lunch? I'll go pick you up and we'll go have lunch." She said, "All right." Or text me back, "Okay." So I picked her up and went and had lunch sitting there. Three women sitting at a table and a little girl. Had little girls up walking all everywhere and they just sitting there talking, oblivious. And finally, one of them looked around to see if she could even see her. And I thought, three women, they can't even take care of that one little girl. Can't keep up with that one little girl. Amen. I tell you, there's more to it than just being called mom, mother. Amen. There was responsibility and a dedication that goes along with that. And then when I get to these church names, saints of God. Oh, I want to be worthy of that name, don't you? The word saints means sacred, morally blameless, and holy. The word Christian means like Christ. Amen. I tell you what's happening is there's a lot of names that are being applied that don't fit. Huh? A lot of names that are being applied that don't fit. Amen. You see, it's one thing to be called a name, But it's another thing to live up to the name. Now, somebody call me old, filthy, nasty name. It ain't going to bother me because I ain't living up to it. Huh? Amen. I'm not a pervert. Huh? Amen. So if anybody calls me that, that ain't going to bother me because it's just a lie. Amen. It ain't going to bother me. Amen. Come on here now. I'm not a liar. I'm not a cheat. I'm not a scandal. Huh? Come on here now. Amen. I'm telling you, there's names that I want to be called, but I want to live up to the name when I am called that. Listen, amen, I'm a Christian tonight by the grace of God. Amen. But not only by the grace of God, I'm a Christian because I am endeavoring to follow Christ. Amen. Come on here now. Not just in the way I dress, but in my spirit, my attitude. Come on here now. Oh, come on, help me here. Amen. Do you realize, amen, to be a true Christian, amen, it's not just about how you dress, it's about how you treat people. I've seen people shout and speak in tongues, run the aisle, and then turn around and treat people like a dog. And there's some kind of ideal, amen, that some people's got that if somebody's lost or they're a sinner, amen, that they have the right to treat them like trash, amen, because they're saved and they're not. No, you don't. No, you don't. Christ never treated anybody like that. He treated everybody with respect, amen, and love, amen. Come on here now. Amen. Amen. Oh, God, help us to be called a Christian. I'm trying to live like Christ. I'm trying to conduct my life like Christ. I'm going to be honest with you. Amen. I don't think Christ would treat people like I've watched some church folks treat people. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a big name to live up to. And I think we all need to just stop sometimes and consider what we're talking about and consider and check ourselves, Lord, am I worthy to be called such a title as a Christian? And I'll be honest with you, I think sometimes we throw all these other little subtitles in to cover up because it almost puts us on the spot when we call ourselves Christian. Hey, man, you ask somebody, hey, man, are you a Christian? I'm Baptist. I'm Methodist. Hey, don't stop there. Hey, man, I'm Pentecostal. I'm a holiness. Didn't ask you none of that. Asked you, are you a Christian? But I think we kind of slide out and throw these subtitles out because it kind of puts a spotlight on us when we say simply Christian. I wish the Christian church world could just get back and drop all the other titles because we need to be baptized. And so that would make us Baptists in that respect. We need to be Methodist because we need to have some methods about the way things are done. Amen. There needs to be order in the house of God. Can you say amen? Amen. We need to be Catholic. That just simply means widespread, worldwide. Amen. Catholic, that's what it means. Amen. Spread out. Amen. That's one of the meanings of it. Amen. So, yeah, we need to spread out, move out. Amen. Try to win the world. Amen. But I tell you, we need to be Pentecostal. We need to be holiness. Amen. But I tell you, we need to be Christian. There's a lot of people that are Pentecostal by belief, but they're not even saved. Come on now. Amen. There are a lot of people in the Holiness Church. Amen. But I'll be honest with you, a lot of people ain't even saved that goes to Holiness Churches. Huh? I mean, you can't be a true Christian and do some of the things, amen, that some people do. I'm not talking about the way they dress. I'm talking about the way they treat people. Amen. I mean, when you walk back and tell people, hey, man, there's a church down the road for you. Huh? Amen. That's not being Christian. There's a church right here for you. Huh? Amen. There's a church right here for whosoever will. Amen. Don't care where they be and what they've done. There's a church right here. There's an altar right here. Amen. For the lost, for the people that need to be saved, for the backslider. Amen. Christian, amen, saint, I've met some people. I've been honored to meet some people that I feel like qualify for that title, Saint of God. Because never in their presence have I heard them talk about people. I've never heard them backbite anybody. I've never heard them say a harsh word. I've never even heard them lift their voice. Amen. Oh God, would you help us tonight? We're called to be saints of God. Amen. I want to be worthy of those names. Amen. I've been honored even beyond that by the call of God. I've been honored to have that name preacher applied to my life. Amen. Come on now. Preacher. Amen. And there have been times, amen, that I didn't live up to that. And I was embarrassed. Huh? Because I knew I was supposed to be doing better than I did. Come on here now. Amen. And then I've been honored to be called evangelist. So we traveled. Amen. And God help me. And then I've been honored to be called pastor. And I'm honored, amen, to have a name like that, or that title, name, whatever you want to call it, applied to my life. And I want to live up to it, don't you? Amen. Whatever, amen, the name is, I want to live up to it. Amen. I want to live up to the title son. I want to live up to the title husband. I want to live up to the title of father. Amen. But I think all of us would have to agree tonight that in whatever name we've had, we've fallen short more than one time. We're left with nothing to boast about, nothing to brag about. Amen. We're left realizing, understanding, amen, that we need to grow, amen, that we need to soar up, amen, and guard up, amen, what's lacking in our lives. Amen. But as we do that, I look at this text tonight, and I see this man of God, the Apostle Paul. Here he is now talking to these Philippian people, and you know what he's doing? He's not saying, look how good I am. Look how great I am. Look how many wonderful things I've done. He's not boasting about himself. Amen. He's pointing them to Jesus. He's pointing them to Christ. Amen. Listen. Amen. All of us have come short at times. Amen. But this Apostle Paul was pointing them to Christ because he knew, amen, that Christ had never failed. Amen. Here he is as he starts talking, amen, to these people in the second chapter. Amen. And he's implying here what he wants to see out of their life. Amen. He said, now, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. If you love yourself, you'll love somebody else. We shouldn't ask anything out of somebody else that we wouldn't ask out of ourselves. We shouldn't expect anything out of somebody else that we wouldn't expect. Come on now. Amen. Having the same love. Amen. And then let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. Just look, don't just keep an eye on yourself. Amen. Look, listen, in the house of God, it doesn't matter how talented an individual is, there's others with talents also. Doesn't matter how many things you can do and how much knowledge you have, there's somebody in the house that has knowledge of things that you don't have knowledge of. Huh? Amen. That's right. Amen. There's somebody. Listen. Amen. I'm a preacher. I got a little bit of knowledge of the Bible. Amen. I don't know it all, but I got a little bit of knowledge of the Bible. Amen. But there's things. Amen. Don't put me under the hood of a car. I ain't got no business under the hood of a car. Huh? Amen. Come on now. Amen. There's other things. I ain't got no business trying to wire up nobody's alarm system. Amen. Somebody in the house has got just as much talent as you have. It might be in another way. Amen. So it ain't all about us. Come on here now. Amen. There's a body in the house. Amen. Amen. And then he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now he's pointing us to Christ. Now if any man could have walked this earth, amen, and walked tall, amen, it could have been Christ. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you'd have seen him, I believe he would have been the meekest, humblest man you'd ever met. Come on here now. Amen. But he was not just a man. Amen. He was the God-man. He was Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Made himself, who being in the form of God, and he was, listen, don't you never let nobody kid you, he was every bit God while he was on this earth. He said, all power in heaven and in earth is given to me. All power. At any time, he could have called it off. He said, you don't take my life, I give my life. Huh? He told Pilate, he said, you could do nothing unless it was given to you. That's the only authority you got at all. Pilate said, I got the authority, I can release you. He said, you ain't got no authority at all. The only authority you got is what's been gave to you. That's all you've got. Amen. You can't take my life. I'm giving my life. Amen. He was in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. I'm telling you, I get leery of people that's always trying to let us know how much they're doing and how much they're getting done. Come on now. Amen. I kind of get leery of that stuff. I mean, it's almost like the kingdom of God would be a loss without them. Amen. Amen. But it ain't. There's been a kingdom of God for years. If I leave, I die, amen, there's going to be a kingdom of God. Amen. God's going to have a people. God's going to have a preacher. God's going to have a pastor. God's going to have an evangelist. Amen. God can get by without any of us. But we can't get by without him. Amen. But even though Christ was like this, he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. Christ done exactly what God wanted him to do. Amen. You see, when he's talking to us here, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. His mind was to do whatever. His mind was to do wherever. His mind was to do however. His mind was to do at whatever cost. Amen. It took to please the Father. That was his whole mind. Amen. That was his whole life. Amen. Whatever pleases the Father. Whatever pleases the Father. Oh, help us here tonight, Lord. And it's because of this. Verse 9. Wherefore, God. And wherefore, there, what he's doing, he's reversing back. He's pointing back. Because of these things. Because of the things I've just talked about. The way he lived, amen, his life, amen. Because of this, God has highly exalted him, amen. And given him a name which is above every name, amen. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I tell you, amen, in the Spanish language, there are still people that name their children Jesus. And I tell you, they really ain't but one Jesus. Can you say amen? They really ain't but one Jesus, amen. It's no accident, Luke 1:31, amen, when that angel spoke to Mary and told Mary, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, amen. Jesus, amen, which simply means Savior. It's no accident when God was speaking, amen, to Joseph there, Matthew, the first chapter. Amen. He was talking to Joseph. He said, call him Jesus. Amen. Call him Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, he's worthy of the name. Can you say amen? He's worthy of the name. He has never failed God. He's never disappointed God. Amen. He's never missed the will of God. He's never come short of the will of God. And everything, amen, that's why, amen, there, the baptism of John the Baptist when John was baptizing Jesus and the Holy Ghost just made a nosedive out of heaven, came and landed on Christ, and God overshadowing the whole event spoke out of heaven. Amen. And they thought it, amen, just like a thunder. Amen. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah. Amen. He's worthy of the name. In Isaiah tells us, amen, of some names that he would be called. In Isaiah chapter 9, he said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful." Can somebody say amen? Is he wonderful? I said, is he wonderful? Is he wonderful? Thank God. He's wonderful every day. Thank God. Amen. He never changes. Thank God. He's just wonderful. He's just wonderful. Amen. I like what that message Brother Rodney Suffrage preached here. Amen. He's beautiful for every situation. Thank God. He's wonderful. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the night. It doesn't matter if it's in the heat of the day. Amen. He's wonderful. Thank God. He's wonderful and things are going good. Thank God. He's wonderful and things seem like it's upside down in your life. Amen. You just stop and think about Jesus and things get better all of a sudden. Amen. He shall be called Wonderful. Thank God. Amen. How many people in their homes have these posters? I've got one in my office at the house. Amen. With this verse here on it. Amen. And just passed by and never paid any attention. But I'm telling you, amen, he shall be called Wonderful. You know why? Amen. He's worthy of that name. He's worthy of the name Wonderful. Thank God. He's been wonderful to me. When I was lost, he was wonderful. Amen. And had mercy. Amen. He was wonderful and saved me, thank God. And since then, he's kept me, thank God. I'm telling you, he's wonderful. I said he's wonderful. He's wonderful, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's not only wonderful, amen, he said he's counselor. Thank God. Amen. I don't know everything. I don't know very little. None of us do. And the only thing we do know is what somebody told us. What somebody told us. We ain't figured out that many things by ourselves. Woo. Huh? That's right. We just know what we've been taught. Amen. Maybe we might have put a few things together because we just taught this, this, and this. And we just kind of pulled it together. Thought we'd come up with something brand new on our own. And it was all just something that was gave to us. Huh? But I'm telling you, there have been times I didn't know what to do. I didn't know the answer. But I could go to him, and he's my counselor. Lord, I'm facing a problem here. Lord, I'm facing a circumstance. I'm facing a situation, and I don't know what to do. Do you know what I need to do, Lord? He said, here's your counsel. Do this. And every time I've done it, it worked. Never got bad advice. Huh? Never got bad advice. Now listen, there's people got themselves in trouble with the law, and they went and hired themselves a lawyer. That was their counsel. Huh? Matter of fact, that's another term for lawyer, counselor. And you know what ended up happening? They ended up going to prison. Huh? And a lot of times because the lawyer missed something in the trial. And after years, amen, the poor prisoner, amen, in prison, he finally gets to study and racking his brain. He realizes, amen, his lawyer messed up. And he goes back and gets another lawyer and has a retrial and walks out. Got wrong advice. There's a lot of people running around the country trying to be counselors and they're giving people all kinds of advice. And they claim to be giving them godly advice. And the advice they're giving them is contradictory to what God has said. Huh? Amen. God said, don't do it. And they said, oh, ain't no problem with it. Go ahead and do it anyhow. Huh? Come on here now. Amen. But I'm telling you, you get counsel from the counselor. Amen. You'll never go wrong. You never go wrong when you get counsel from God. I'm going to tell you where people mess up. Amen. When they violate the conscience that God has put in them, and God deals with their conscience, and they run all over the country and ask, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And what they're trying to do is get somebody to agree with them, and God's already told them the answer. He's counselor, thank God. And he's been a good counselor, thank God. He's the mighty God. The mighty God. Amen. The everlasting Father. The Prince of Peace. In a world as troubled as that we live in, I'm telling you, he can speak peace. Thank God. Those poor disciples that night on that stormy sea, it looked like, they thought they were going to drown. They said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish. This is it. We're going under. Amen. And he just got up, walked to the front of the ship, and just looked out. I don't believe he stopped. I don't believe he raised his voice. I don't believe he screamed. I believe he just very simply said, peace, be still. And turned and went back and laid back down. And as he just said, peace, be still, that wind said, those waves, here comes a big wave, and it just stops in midair. Stops, backs up. Peace. I'm telling you, he's my Prince of Peace tonight. Thank God. I've got peace tonight. Even before we get to heaven, we can have peace. I'm telling you, we can go home tonight by the grace of God and lay our head down the pillow with peace in our hearts. Thank God. I like what E.V. Hill said when he was talking to that girl about what do you get when you get Jesus. Amen. What do you get? Amen. He said you get peace with God. And then you get the peace of God. Amen. And I tell you, we need both, don't we? And it comes through him. It comes through him. He's worthy of these names. He's worthy. Listen, he goes on. Amen. In the seventh verse, he said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thank God. Amen. He's worthy of the name. Amen. I'm not worried about him being worthy of the name. My concern is whether or not we're worthy of the names that we're going by. Amen. The Bible teaches us, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. Do you realize the Bible teaches us that we should walk worthy of the calling wherewith we are called? Amen. I want to do that tonight. Would you stand with me? I hope you've got something out of this tonight. My voice is so raspy and rough. Amen. We are called tonight, called to be saints. We're referred to as saints. We're called Christians. But there's even another title that's been given to us. We are called the sons of God. That's right. We are called the sons of God. It includes the ladies. But we are called the sons of God. And we're heirs of God with Christ. Joint heirs, he said. Joint heirs with Christ. Amen. We are the sons of God. And John said, beloved, it doth not appear what we shall be. But we know that when we see him, we shall be like him. It doesn't say we're going to be changed to be like him. It said we shall be like him. That change has already got to have taken place. We've got to be like him. And if we're not, we're not going nowhere. Because we don't belong to him, we belong to this world. Amen. I'm thankful tonight for the blood, thank God, that can change a man. And that's why the apostle again tells us, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. I don't want to be some religious misfit in life. I'm not interested in trying to do something to be so odd and strange to be pointed out. I'm not going to do that, but I'm telling you, I want to live so in step with this, so in step with the will of God. So, and that's what happened to Jesus. He was so in tune with God. He was so out of tune with the religious world. I mean, the religious world just they couldn't understand. He was just so in tune with heaven. It didn't even fit them. And I'm telling you, He's so worthy. Amen. You know what heaven's song is? Worthy is the Lamb. In Revelation, the 5th chapter, worthy is the Lamb, thank God. There's no name like His name. God's exalted Him. Amen. And that's what I want to do. But I don't want to wait till I get there to do it. I want to do it right here. I want to do it with my mouth. I want to do it with my hands. I want to do it with my life. Amen. Everything about me, if God tarries throughout this year, everything about me, I want to honor and glorify Christ. Whatever it costs me, whatever it takes, I want to glorify Him in my life. Amen. Amen. I believe you do too. Amen. Let's come find us a place to pray tonight. Lord, would you help us? We've been called some honorable things. Oh, God.